Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, to wrap up my thoughts on the Penguins last night, I think when you're trying to sell something as a coach, and to put it in a nutshell, Sully's trying to sell a more structured game. It's as simple as that. You need to yield some results. And I think that last night, what better team to have that kind of dramatic result against than the team that embarrassed you in the Stanley Cup playoffs last season, where you barely scored the whole series, and just to explode on them like that and really dominate from certainly the third period, but I thought that they started to carry the play a little bit even before that. I just think you needed that eventually. They got it. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Penguins take off a little bit from that, even without Letang. And that's what made it even more impressive to me last night, was there was no Letang.
Absolutely. And there's no word on when he'll be back. I guess Sullivan said yesterday he wouldn't say there's a high probability of playing tomorrow. I'm guessing he won't. And, you know, that opened it up for Rikola, got in the lineup last night.
I thought acquitted himself pretty well.
Yeah, he did okay. How many minutes did he play last night? Let me look here real quick.
And the other thing was Murray's save, right?
Yeah, he played almost 17 and a half minutes.
Yeah, Rikola. I like Rikola, and I would wish that he was in the lineup more often. Obviously not at the expense of Letang, but at the expense of certain other people, I'd like to see him in the lineup. One guy I can think of in particular. But Murray's save last night turned the game, and that again was something that Jim Rutherford talked about and surprised me, and I think he surprised Matt Wenzel, who was doing the interview, when he sort of called out the goaltending by saying we need key saves at big times, and that's costing us games. Man, did
now,
he ever.
You talk about the last game against Boston, Murray is pulled.
Yeah.
He starts last night, he gives up a goal 19 seconds in. You got to be wondering, and then they gave up the shorty, 6.5, that was in the second period. But, I mean, you got to be wondering, you give up a goal 19 seconds, man. I give the kid credit, though. He hung in there, and that big save, it really came right before they scored at the other end, was huge.
It really was.
Sullivan talked about it afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game-turner, I think. You can follow, although it still felt, honestly, at the time, it didn't feel like a game-turner because they're trailing the Islanders by a couple goals at that point still, and you're thinking there's against this team? There's no way they're coming back. Nobody does. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Jeep Chrysler Dodge, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. And you can text us on the Egger Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Ron, the time is 10:31. Time to visit the House of 1,000 Beers, locations in Wexford and New Kensington, home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. Let's go to Corey in Charleroi, wants to talk a little Penguins before we jump into some pretty big Steelers stories. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like the team, playing fast, good two-way play. When the defensemen pinch, the forwards are coming back, something they didn't do at all last year, especially in the playoffs, and killed them. I think they're a very deep team, at forward, defense, and goalie. In the farm system, they can bring guys up, send guys down. I just really like this team. Unfortunately, against Tampa Bay and Boston, I think they outplayed both of those teams, but they got 0 points. So it's kind of good to see them outplay a team for most of the game and get some points.
Well, I mean, you're exactly saying what Rutherford said. He likes this team, too. He likes its depth, likes its quickness, likes it. What do you say? It's together. You know, last year he said at the end of the year, he said we had 100 points, but it was a very uncomfortable 100 points. He said, I never felt like the locker room was together. And he seems very different approach this year, different feeling this year. The power play has got to get going, though, and they can't fall behind 3-0 like this and have success. But overall, I'm with you. I like them, too. And I think they have a chance to, as Joe said, maybe take off a little bit.
All right, let's move to the Steelers.
Can I just say one other thing about that? Chicago's here tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
I hope Ali Mata receives a tremendous ovation from the crowd. I think he was such a big part of their cup wins. And probably when they failed, he was the one that took most of the blame for it. I hope, and I know the Penguins will do a great job with it. I just hope the crowd responds, and I'm guessing, Joe, that they will. I mean, because it's a pretty smart hockey crowd. I think Ollie Mata really did a nice job here.
Oh, I'm glad. First of all, glad you mentioned that. Secondly, I think the crowd is going to give him a loud, long-standing ovation. I think people, in general, really love the guy. You know, they'd get down on him at times. What I always say about Ole is that he had a penchant for the spectacular mistake, and therefore people would look at that and judge him based on that, because anybody could tell that he just made a huge mistake. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But he didn't make a whole bunch in those two runs. I can say that. He wasn't a passenger on those teams.
Not at all.
By any means.
And he always took it so personally, Joe. And I talked to Sullivan about that right before the playoffs. He said, you know, we as coaches, part of coaching is knowing when you need to kick somebody in the butt and when you need to pat them on the back.
Yeah.
And he said, we have to be very careful with Ollie because he'll make a mistake and he'll absolutely destroy himself. He said, we can't pile on because it wouldn't do him any good. And, I mean, he cared. And he was a great teammate. I miss him. I miss him being around. I love talking to him.
He also went through hell when he was here.
In a number of ways.
A lot of physical issues. Of course, he had the cancer one year.
And how many shoulder operations did he have? At least two, right?
Yeah. And he's just, I think he's a remarkable kid, actually. And, you know, there were times over these past few years where he struggled. That's undeniable, too, on the ice. And he wasn't the swiftest of skaters, you know?
No, he wasn't. But you know what? I hope he gets – and I'm with you. I think he's going to get a very
– Oh, I don't think there's any very, doubt.
He's 15 games, no goals, 4 assists. He's a minus one with the Blackhawks.
I know this. You remember
career,
that?
Career. I didn't even realize this, Joe. Career-wise, he's plus 60.
Oh, yeah. He was a good player.
Plus 60.
Look at the Ottawa series, for example. Second cup run. The one that could have derailed the back-to-back cups. Look at what he did in that series.
And the other thing, Joe,
back-to-back goals in games 4 and 5, both wins. He was plus, look at the minutes, first of all, 23, 22, 24, played 31 minutes in game 7. He was an important player.
Yeah. And this is amazing to me. He just turned in August 25.
Yeah.
He is still a baby for a defenseman. They always say it takes 4, 5, 6 years to really develop as an NHL defenseman, unless you're, you know, a superstar type like Letang. He's still 25, so good luck. It'll be fun to see him tomorrow night.
And I also can't help but mention that I feel like this was fallout for the Jack Johnson deal too, Ron. I mean, they had to make a choice.
They had to move somebody. And
so you move a 25-year-old kid, right?
And, and, you know, I wish him nothing but success.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. They had to move the salary.
Yeah, that contract still just blows my mind, although I thought Jack played well for the most part last night, second half of the game anyway. I thought the whole team did. What a win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.